Let's see. Joyce Branch, BETTYJOYCEBRANCH. Date of birth is 8/10/53. This is a 70-year-old woman originally from Texas City, divorced, subsequently husband passed away, has one daughter. She has a master in education. She was a teacher for 30 years, quite accomplished, period. In the paragraph, patient had cerebral palsy from birth and has had numerous surgeries because of her cerebral palsy and has managed well, period. In the paragraph, in the past few months, 6 months, she becomes very debilitated, very weak. She's now in a group home because she's no longer able to care for herself. Period. She's developed venous stasis, which requires care on a daily basis of both lower extremities, and has severe peripheral vascular disease. Period. Her other medical issues include osteoarthritis, hypertensive heart disease, history of diabetes, obesity, but she's lost over 100 pounds, and that's no longer an issue. She's bedridden with complications of cerebral palsy, gastroesophageal reflux, lymphedema of the lower extremity, along with chronic pain syndrome and venous stasis and hypercoagulable state, period. In the paragraph, surgeries all related to her cerebral palsy, family history, dad died of myocardial infarction, stroke in late 1995, mom died of stroke in 2009, allergy none, COVID immunization none. Medication includes aspirin 81 milligram a day, Norco 10-325 up to three times a day for pain, Prevacid 30 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, Tizanidine 4 milligram a day. Review of system, significant for weight loss to the point that she no longer needs to be on medication for her diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, stasis, ulcers, lower extremity, diabetic neuropathy, history of obesity, chronic pain syndrome, open wounds, lower extremity. She's now completely and totally bedridden. She's ADL dependent and requires help of the staff for her daily living, period. Exam. Oh, under social, also put down she's never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. Exam 100%, 92 pulse, respiration is 18, 130 over 80. Heart causes thrombosis of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, shows no Javidi skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, shows decreased pulse. Neurological non-focal stasis ulcer with bandages and dressing in place. Assessments here, we have a 70-year-old woman with cerebral palsy worsening associated with weight loss, ADL dependency. She has taken care of herself all her life, but no longer able to. She requires help of others and caretakers to be able to survive, period. In the paragraph, she also has bowel and bladder incontinency because of her severe weakness, ADL dependency, diabetic neuropathy, diabetes, which is improved with weight loss, hypertensive heart disease, osteoarthritis, PVD, severe, again, cerebral palsy, gastroesophageal reflux, lymphedema of the lower extremity, and hypercoagulable state. Patient is showing worsening symptoms of her cerebral palsy and has expressed her desire not to go back and forth to the hospital and to be cared for at home till the day she passes away. but she would like to be kept comfortable at this time. Thank you.